Gemara Megillah, Daf Dalid. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es Megillah Balayla, V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. You have to lay the Megillah at night, and then a second time by day. The Iker is the day. There's a lot of rias to that. There's even a nusach that the Iker is taka that it should be V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. You have to lay the Megillah at Tzveitim all by day. How do you do that? By laying it one time at night. Ha'ayi B'Chacham told me, so if you didn't lay it at night, lay it twice by day. Shmeret Zegloidin. But there's a din, v'lishnoisa b'yoyim. Chayiv adam likreis es ha-megillah b'layla, v'lishnoisa b'yoyim. Zechiv, it's probably more than a derabbanon, the mitzvahs of Megillah, or midivrei Kabbalah, midivrei ha-Neviim, takonis Neviim, Mordechai v'Esther, the Bezdin of that time. Chayiv v'lishnoisa es ha-megillah b'yoyim. The Gemara says, sabar b'nei ha-yeshiva, likroi mikra b'layla, v'lemisna masnisen dido b'yamama. If the Lashon is, likroi ses ha-megillah b'layla, v'lishnoisa b'yoyim, there was a havamin in the Gemara here, lishnoisa means to learn mishnayis, that by night you lay Megillah, and then by day you learn the mishnayis, you learn mesech the Megillah. So the Gemara says, no. They explained, Amar Rav Yirmiyah li d'dima farshle, that's not what it means. It means lishnoisa at tzveitimol, not lishnoisa lashon of mishnayis, lishnoisa means tzum tzveitimol. Frank and the Achroinim, the Turi Evin, the Rishash, many Achroinim. How could there have been a havamin in this Gemara, b'nei ha-yeshiva, that by day, you don't lay in the Megillah, you learn Mishnayis. There's a Mishnah in Megillah, on the Chof, on the Beis, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. And then the Mishnah gives a whole list, U'L'Kriyas Halel, Shofar, Lula, the whole thing, that you don't have to do a Dafka in the morning, the entire day is Kosher. The first thing on the list, because it is Masech the Megillah, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah. So how could there be a Havamina that... How could there be a Havamina that you don't lay Megillah by day, and that by day you learn the Mishnayis? The Mishnah doesn't say that. And don't tell me that these B'nai HaYeshiva don't know the Mishnayis. If that's what they hold, then they have to learn the Mishnayis. They're learning the Mishnayis. Ad the lo yada. They only got stuck on the base. There's a Mishnah on the Chof. Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The Turi Evin wants to say a Chiddush. He says maybe the Pshat is that in a Chanami, the Havamina, only Havamina, yeah, but the Havamina of these B'nai HaYeshiva was Taka, that Kriyas Megillah is Balayla, and by Yoyim you do Mishnayis. What does it mean in the Mishnah Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah? If someone doesn't lay Megillah by night, then b'diavad you do Kriyas Megillah by Yoyim. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's a big doichik. Okay, it's a shver ha'amin, it's a big doichik, but that's what he wants to say. The Pella is, it's mavur in the Mishnah of the Aaron Megillah, that l'chatchila, the Kriya of Yoyim, starts by Neitzachama. B'diavad you're allowed already laying from Alois HaShachar. But l'chatchila, it's not so posh what the status of Alois HaShachar till Neitz is. So, it's l'chatchila supposed to start leaning from Neitz. Why? If be'emes by night is Kriyas Megillah, and by day is only Mishnayis, the whole union of Kriya B'yoyim is for someone who didn't do the Mishnayis, so then l'chayra, what's the Shaila? Why can't you lane Megillah by Alois? What's your problem? Maybe it's still nighttime? Gevaldik, then even better! Then I'm still doing the Kriya of Laila, which is what I was supposed to do. Unless you say, it's a vort, that the same way Bein HaShmoshois is like... Nishtahin, Nishtahar, you'll translate that. But same way, Alois HaShachar, Tul Neitz, is maybe not exactly Yoyim, not exactly Laila. And once you miss out the Kriya of Laila before Alois, it's preferable to wait the daytime of night. The daytime after Neitz. But it's anyways a Pella. Why didn't the Mishnah say, Kol Hayoyim, Kosher, the Mishnah Megillah? If that's what they thought, the Mishnah should have said it. What's more, the Seifa of the Mishnah, after the Mishnah gives a long list, Kol Hayoyim, Kosher, L'Kriyas Megillah, Halal, Shofar, Lulav, V'chulei, it says, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktziras Ha'Omer Hekta Chalavim Ve'Varim. Short list. Why doesn't it say Kol Halayla Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah? That's Mamash Apella, which a lot of the Rishonim asked, Taisa Rosh, the Meiri. Lefi Emes, this Kriyas Megillah side by day and side by night. Why didn't the Mishnah say Kol Hayoyim, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Mikra Megillah? Taisa Rosh says that in a Chanami, this Kriyas Megillah by night also, but the Iker Kriya is by Yoyim. We know later on, the Gemara says in Daf Zayin that the Su'uda, that's another mitzvah they do on Purim, is Dafka B'Yoyim. You may have Purim, that Dafka the Su'uda is B'Yoyim, not Balayla. And the Iker of Purim is B'Yoyim, and therefore, the Mishnah also, even though I've added this Kriya Balayla, but the Iker Kriya is B'Yoyim. The MS is, Knech, why do these B'nai HaYeshiva think that you do Mishnayis by day? Especially if the Iker is the day? Because Adarabba, Ki yadua that is a stira if the Yidden said Nasa v'nishma or it was kafalein har kegigis, which Tosfos already asks in Shabbos, and it's yadua the Medrash Tanchuma that the difference is that the Torah Shabbat Ksav was Nasa v'nishma, the kafalein har kegigis was on Torah Shabbat Peh, When was it Hadar Kibluah? On Purim. So the Ikar of Purim is the Torah Sheva'al Peh. Learn a Blat Gemara, learn a Mishnah. So Fakir, you're laying the Megillah by night, and the Ikar is you do the Mishnah. That's what they thought, the Halamim. That they thought that you do the Mishnahis by day. Oh, but the Emes is Nishtazik. The Turi Evan says, even a Trot Viter, we know that the mitzvahs Hayoyim on Purim are not the Durabonons. It's more than a Durabonon, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Turi Evan, Rabbi Kveger also, and Lagavi other things, the Chi of Kriyas Megillah by day is Taka Divrei Kabbalah, as well as the other mitzvahs Hayoyim. But the Kriyas Megillah Balayla is only a Durabonon. And that's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. It's Taka lower level of a Chiv. It's a Durabonon than a Chiv. The Emes is a much bigger Chiddush, but I saw in the Tshuva's Binyan Shloimeh, he says, you know why the Mishnah didn't say Kol Halayla Kashal Mikra Megillah? Because he says the takana of Kriyas Megillah Balayla starred in the times of the Amoraim. Omer Rab Yehoshua ben Levi, Amora, Chayiv Adam, Likra says Megillah Balayla, Velishnoisa, Sum Tzveikin Mol, Bayoim. In the times of the Mishnayis, it didn't exist yet. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say Kol Halayla Kashal Mikra Megillah. Not like the Taisa Rosh says, because it's just not the Ikr Chiyiv. Or Turi Evin, it's only the Rabbanim. More, it wasn't existing yet in the times of the Mishnayis. The Binyan Shlemit, she was Binyan Shlemit. Another teretz that's brought down is that the Mishnah only wants to say things that are kosher balayla until Alois HaShachar. Mikra Megillah, the Laila Kriya, Bidi Yebed, we're going to soon talk about that, maybe could be done even till Nates. So maybe that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, Kol Alayla Kosher Le, Hekta Cholam Vivarim Mechulei. It's mentioning only things that are kosher till Alois. Could be Kriyas Megillah of Laila is even till Nates. So we mentioned various reasons why the Mishnah didn't say Kol Halayla Kashal Mikra Megillah. Because it didn't exist in the times of the Mishnahites. It's only the Rabbanon. It's not the Ikar Chiyiv. Or because it's Tolnates. Now it's interesting. The Kriya of Yoim, Lechatchila, you start Nates. But B'diyevet, you can learn from Alois. We mentioned also the Paiskim Handel, the Kriya of Laila, B'diyevet. Especially when there's 2 days of Purim and you're coming back and it's all Balagan. If you didn't learn in this, till Nates, you could still do the Kriya of Laila. I had an interesting Shaila. Kabal Kairi, two people came over to him. It's Alois HaShachar of Purim. And one of them says, please, I heard you're a professional Bal Kairi, you could do it in 22 minutes. I still need the Kriya of Laila. And the other guy tells him, says, Herzog, I have a very busy day, I have a whole tachnit, I have no time, I mamish b'diyah, but I have to get Kriya of Yoim. Because the same Bal Kairi lane for both of them, and have in mind, for one of them it's the Kriya of Laila, and for the other one, have in mind the Kriya of the day. Or if the Bal Kairi himself wants to be Yoitza, day and be mighty someone else who wants to be Yitzha, the Kriya of Laila. Say yourself up a little more. It's Purim is Thursday. Come on.
Isn't
there
going to
No, so we're going to talk about that still. Even if it's Ikr Shmiya, the question is what the guy's having in mind for. The question is what the guy's having in mind. It, maybe it's fine. Also, say that we're going to ask a lot of Shilas today. We're not passing it here. We're just asking Shilas.
Is there a machlokes which, if it's either it goes by Nates or by Lais?
No, it's not a machlokes. And Avada, the halacha is that with the Eved, you could do the Kriya of Laila even after.
You both either way?
Yes. And everyone agrees that you can't lay once after a life before Nate and say, oh, Yitzchak ben David. Why not?
Can you lay twice?
No, could you lay twice? He's asking another shot. Can you lay twice? But if you do it, it's mamash quickly. Okay, fine. But can you lay once? For sure not once, because it's not Belish Noisa. But can the second. What?
Why are you laying for someone else to the lady?
Which one?
Why are you laying here? Someone else did the laying.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Okay. Good. I hear. One of the Makairis for this idea that the Kriya of Laila is B'diyeved Kosher even after Alois is the Mogen Avraham Tafresh Pezayin. He brings from the Sefer HaMenhagim, it's one of the later Rishonim. The Sefer HaMenhagim brings that if someone is Megayer, a Geirus, on Purim, Boy Bayoim, after Alois, and bear in mind, Geirus has to be by day, not by night. And he's Megayer after Alois, he's not able to chop around and do the Kriya of Laila. Too late. I'd rather hold that this Ger, for the rest of his life, can't do the Kriya of Laila after Alois. Because Geirus can't be done at night. So his whole Yadus is Be'etzim. Is that funny? His whole Yadus is Geboit, that after Alois is already considered day. It's a Tati Desachi, it's like a baby that's born 40 minutes after, when his bris on Shabbos was based on Rabbeinu Tam, has to pass him like Rabbeinu Tam a whole life.
You can't pull a shofar again.
It's not Purim Torah. It's Negei also Lulav and other mitzvahs. But the Magen Avraham is Medayik, that the Sefer HaMenhagim says that this Ger that was Megayer after Alois can't chaperayin the Kriya of Laila. Mashma, that a regular guy could b'diavad chaperai in the kriya of Laila? Which leads to my question, can you have a balkairei doing a tarti de sasrei? Now, of course, another balkairei tarti de sasrei, Nick, is, and we're going to soon talk about that, there's 2 days of Purim, some people are chayv on Yudalit, some people are chayv on Tezvav, but can the same balkairei, afterwards, later in the day, 30 minutes after Shkia, a chassidish a pruzi is, chassidish we know, but pruzi is someone that holds Yudalit. And a chassidish pruzi tells this balkairei, I need kriya of Yudalit, and it's late, balk v'zayin Shkia, it's only 30 minutes after Shkia, and he wants to be yotza the kriya of yoyim Yudalit. Meanwhile, a Litvisha Mukif says, can we have the Kriya of Laila, of Tesbob? Can the same Balkairei lane one time and have in mind that he's being Moisi, the Pruz, the Kriya of Yoim, Yudalid, and at the same time being Moisi, the Mukif, the Kriya of Laila? An interesting Shaila. Is it connected to the previous one? No, it's a little bit similar. The Gemara says in the Megillah Daf Zayin, Sudas Purim she'asa b'layla lo yotze yedeichei vasei. You're not yotze the Suda b'layla. The Iker, as we said, is day. The Iker Kri is by day. And then the Gemara says the Suda has to be by day. Frek the Turei Evan. Why is it ma'akiv that the Suda has to be by day? It says Yimei Purim. In Yadus, everything we know, the Yom Tif always starts at night. L'moshel, he says, Purim is asur behespid v'tainis. You're allowed to make a hesped and a tainis at night, avadanat. Or there's a havamina, and be'emes ha'maskon and the Yerushalmi, that it's asr to do malacha on Purim. This isr malacha. What? The isr malacha of Purim is only by day, and not by night. L'chayr, the isr malacha, and the isr hesped v'tainis is even by Laila. So why should it be that the su'udah should only be done by yoyim? So he says a whole vart that it's similar to Yom Tif, that Leil Yom Tif Rishon is Nismayit from Simcha, he has a shtickle Torah. But that's what his focus is. He says, L'chayr, the other dinim of Purim, L'chayr, on noyig, by night. It's interesting that there's a famous vart from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Why taka? By Purim, it's different than all other Yomim Tovim. Yomim Tovim usually start at night. And for most, I'm saying, but Yomim Tovim, you start at night, and then it's over by the day. That's how Yiddishkeit works, first night and then the day. But Purim Dafka, the Suda is Nimshach, beyond, we go... The Layavrik said, but we go beyond into the next day. So, yeah, that was the Chassidim, yeah. The Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz once told a Noitzri that he was having a debate with. He says, you know, by you, the Goyim, it's Fakert. You always start your holidays by day. There's one holiday that you have that you take a start Chatzos Laila. You start at night. It's because that holiday has to do with your Yoshev Roish, who happened to have been a Yid. So the same thing by us. Over here, we're celebrating Purim. We're going with Haman, who's a guy, so we want to fakert. We do it on the Goyish calendar, and we do the Purim. We prava Purim beyond, like the Goyish thing. An interesting pilpul, but the emes is it's not poshet. Haman l'chayra was Jewish. He was the Evet Kenaini of Mordechai, Kedisa in the Medrash, and there's a lot of makayrus to this idea that Haman was Jewish. One of them is that Esther prepares 2 sudas. And there's an interesting diak, some cipher makes. The sudas that Esther made was on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, and then on Chol HaMoed. The first suda, she says, El HaMishta Asher E'eseh Lohem. She has to say that, because she's not allowed to prepare food for Achashverosh. He's a goy. So she's preparing on Yom Tov, her heter, she's fasting, 3-day fast. She's preparing it for Haman, he's Jewish, you're allowed to prepare for a Jewish Evet Kenaini. But on the other day, she can say she's preparing it just for Achashverosh. So that's going with a cheshbon that Haman is Jewish. Now, we mentioned that there's an Isser Melocha on Yom Tov, on Purim. It says, Yoy Mishta V'Simcha V'Yom Tov, the Yerushalmi in Megillah, Taka Paskins, that is Isser Melocha on Purim, and the Yerushalmi asks Pshat in a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Ha'yekoysev is ha'megillah." A person's writing a Megillah, and that means as he's writing a Megillah, he's looking into another Megillah and saying word for word and writing. So if he has kavana that besides writing a Megillah, he's also laning, he could be yaitza. But mitzvah shvichas kavana, he has to have kavana also to be mechavan to say the words correctly, because a lot of times the Balkari will say the words not how they're supposed to be pronounced. but how they're supposed to be written, that he should know what to write. So if in Kiv and Levi, if he was Mechav and Levi to say the right words, Yotza. Fret the Yerushalmi, Hoyekoysev is HaMegillah. How could you write a Megillah? It's Asr B'Malacha. How could you be writing a Megillah on Purim? Azoy Frek the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that's Asr to do Malacha. The emissaries, the Turi Evan asks, why can't you say that maybe the Issa Malacha is only by day and not by night? And the Mishnah is talking about a guy that's writing a Megillah by night. So if you go like the Shuvah's being Shloima, the Kriyas Megillah didn't exist in the times of the Mishnah. Or the Turi Evan wants to say, Shema Mino, that the Issa Malacha is even by the night. But at the point, that's the Rishalmi's Kasha. How could you write a Megillah? It's usher to write. The Oil knows that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Sefer Time of the Crow, which is a Sefer on Gans Tanakh, Chumash and all the Chavdalas form of Tanakh, he has a big arichas on Megillah Sester, like dozens of pages on Megillah Sester. Every parsha has a few vorts. And Megillah Sester, Mamash, arichas Gadol. He's makbid not to write on Purim, both days. He holds both days. We'll get to that soon. Bnei Brak is a Suffolk Mukif. But he doesn't write. He only writes in the Yonim of Megillah. That he's matter. He's mutter. Otherwise, he's matter. So that's why in Megillah Sester, he has a lot of arichas that he's makel to write on Purim. But upon that's the Yerushalmi's kasha. What does the Yerushalmi answer? How is it in Ukimta, Mishkach Aslan, that a person is writing on Purim when it's not Asabim Malacha? And for the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, it's talking about a year when Purim comes out on Shabbos. On our calendar, what comes out on Shabbos? Tesvah, called the Purim Shulish. I'm not talking about it, it was last year. But when Purim comes out on Tesvah comes out on Shabbos, so even the Mukafim laying on Yudalit, yes, even the Mukafim laying on Yudalit, because they can't lay on Shabbos. But when is the Isser Malacha? So for the Pruzim, Avada the Isser Malacha is Friday. But when is the Isser Malacha for the Mukafim? The Isser Malacha is Avada Shabbos. So Ibizah, you're allowed to write the Megillah on Friday. That's what the Yerushalmi answers. Fret Reb Meir Simcha, Dar Sameach, Meshachach, Mefret Dar Meir Dikakasha. The Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Beis, Megillah Nikris Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, Bitesvov. Like Pachas Vala Yoyser. Megillah can be laid on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. How is Megillah laid on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Ki Yadua, the Gemara, the Mishnah explains. It's for the Bnei HaKfarim, the villagers that live far out. We're going to get to them. They laid the Megillah on the prior Monday or Thursday. Yoyim HaKnisa. They laid on Yoyim HaKnisa. So the villagers laid the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, depending what day of the week Purim came out on. Yesh Lodu. In the Chanami, the Bnei HaKfarim laid the Megillah. We're going to soon see who lanes for them and where do they lane. But whoever's laning for them on that prior Monday or Thursday, but when do they know the other dinim of Purim? When is it Isser Malacha? B'chayron Yudalit. So the Chorobite that you have a good case. Kaisav Esa Megillah could be, why didn't the Yerushalmi answer that? That the case of Kaisav Esa Megillah was for the Bnei HaKfarim. Says Rameir Simcha, no. Oh, the Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi, yeah, okay. But Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Aleph, be it Zvav. It's very interesting. Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Zvav, is Gematria 914, which is the same Gematria as Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh. That's without a koil, without a Purim koil, it's exact. Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh 914 is the same as Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Zvav. The pshat is, what's the connection? Because Achashverosh, the Medrash says, is a melech, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu, melech sheha acharis v'hareishis shaloi. What's this lashon acharis v'hareishis? It's to say reishis v'acharis. Teretz says on Purim, even the lowest. And look who comes first. First comes the Bnei HaKfarim. They're the lowest. Then, without getting involved in Beit Shemesh and Bnei Brak and all that, but Yerushalayim, the Mukafim of Ad is more Kaddish. So look how Purim goes. From acharis to reishis. Not from reishis to acharis. Purim goes from the lowest to the highest. And that's the connection of Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh. And Acharis comes first. V'nahapai, who? Acharis is 619, because there are 620 mitzvahs. 613 deraisas and 7 derabbanans. The 6th derabbanan is Purim. The 7th one is Hanukkah. The 6th derabbanan, which is Purim, is mitzvah 619. Acharis is gematria, 619. But we're getting carried away. The question was, why doesn't the Yerushalmi say that the case that the guy's writing the Megillah is on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? The answer is, says Rav Meir Simcha, the Gemara says in the Gila Daf Hey that Megillah Shaloi Bismana, when you're laying it on your Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tzarech Asara. There's a special thing that Megillah Shaloi Bismana needs a minion. Now, if it needs a minion, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. A guy personally is sitting writing a Megillah and doing it for himself. It's not like there's 9 other guys there. Why not? Okay. Rav Meir Simcha says, it's not going that there was 10 people there. It's mashma regular case. A guy's sitting in a cipher place writing a Megillah. That's why the Yerushalmi didn't want to say it. So what did the Yerushalmi say as a teretz? How is it shayach that a guy's writing a Megillah? What did the Yerushalmi answer that the guy's writing the Megillah? Purim Mishulish. Question. And when are they laying the Megillah? And Friday, in Yerushalayim. And where's the Esim Halacha? On Shabbos. That's the Chap of Meir Simcha. Does the Olam know that Minig Yerushalayim is, when it's Purim Mishulish, people are sometimes laying for ladies, on Purim Mishulish, they mark that there should be a minion of 10 ladies. Or 5 men and 5 ladies, but you need a minion. You know why? Because they say it's Megillah, Shaloi Bizmano. Now that's not Pashit. I could have heard that it's Bizmano, it's Yidnawa. I see Rav Meir Simcha from Dvinsk. He held that Purim Mishulish is not called Shaloi Bizmano. Because if the Yerushalmi couldn't say that the case of the Mishnah, HaYakaisev, is Kfarim, because that needs a minion, he vice held that Purim Mishulish does not need a minion. That's a interesting.
You say,
interesting idea. I'm gonna get to where they're going. We're gonna get to that redemption. It's good. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Dalid that Noshim are also chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim chayavos be Mikra Megillah. Sha'af hein ha'yavos ha'nes. Nevertheless, Tosfos brings over here in Daf Dalid, and it's Kepask in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Beites, that a woman can't be mighty a man. And the shaila is why? Why can't an isha be mighty an ish in Kriyas Megillah? Why not? If Noshim are also chayiv, why shouldn't the isha be able to be mighty the ish? Taisa says, because it's not covered, but that's only barabim, let's say, for a wife to be mighty a husband. Why can't an isha be mighty an ish? The Turei Evin and Rabbi Kiva Eger, both, and other achronim say, we mentioned already that Kriyas Megillah is not stam adurabanam. Kriyas Megillah is a chi of midivrei kabbalah, which is a higher level than a derabbanan. But it's very possible that when it says noshim chayavos, because afen hayavos anes, noshim chayavos afen hayavos anes, that's only a derabbanan. And that would be a reason why an isha can't be mighty an ish, because an ish chi of is a higher level of chi of divrei kabbalah. A woman's chi of is only a derabbanan. Lefis that kriyas megillah of night, if you'll say that the kriyas megillah of night is only a derabbanan, a woman can be mighty a man. Lefis that purim mishulish, where the Yerushalmi is landing on Friday, but passes, that's not Divrei Kabbalah. I'll be Divrei Kabbalah. When is he supposed to land? Me'ikar Adin. On Shabbos. Why doesn't he? A Gzeir the Rabbanon of Shemi Yavi Ben Arbahamas. And instead, they gave him a Rabbanon to land on Friday. So that's only a Rabbanon. So L'chaira, in Yerushalayim, an Isha could be mighty an Ish. And always, at night, an Isha could be mighty an Ish.
That's not Divrei Kabbalah? Chris will go on Friday. And
for Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
It says in the Megillah that a Yerushalayim is supposed to land on Tesvav, not on Yedalit. Tesvav is Shabbos. The Rabbanan told him not to do it, so he's not able to be Mekayim as Divrei Kabbalah. And then they said, you know what, I have a great idea. The Rabbanan, they said, let's go. Well, you think they have control and they can transfer the Divrei Kabbalah to someone else? It's very big Kiddush. For Shekol, you can say, it's a part. It's not the Pashtus. It's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that it's the Rabbanan only. I know. That's a Machlekes or Meir Simcha and the Minig Yerushalayim. Yeah. Yeah.
If you hold it it's not
Divrei Kabbalah
anymore, it's
not Divrei Kabbalah? L'chayra. L'chayra afal pikan, yes. The Divrei Kabbalah. The Megillah says you should lay on Tesvav. The Megillah didn't hold up Zayr Durabba. The Megillah says they should be laying this on Shabbos. That's what the Megillah is saying, laying it on Shabbos. No, for Kfarim, it's not Stam Hefkabelt. It's for the Indian. That's also not Poshet. If that's the Rabbanah or Divrei Kabbalah, we can talk about Kfarim also. If Kfarim is Divrei Kabbalah or the Rabbanah, that's also an interesting shayla. Lemaisa, the Iker Makar of this Tosfos, that an Isha can't be mighty an Ish, is from the Bahag. And Ha'emes Yairah Darkai, the reason why an Isha can't be mighty an Ish, we already said, either because it's not Mechubid, or we said because an Isha is the Rabbanan and a man is the Rekabala. But the Emes Yairah Darkai is that who says that an Isha can't be mighty an Ish? The Bahag. What else did the Bahag say? The Bahag says, Amar Yudhik HaChidosh. The Bahag says that men are chayiv in Kriyas Megillah. Women are only chayiv in Shmias Megillah. After the fact that if a woman is laying for herself, the bracha that she makes is L'shmoya, not Al Mikra Megillah. And that's the emes, the reason why a woman can't be mighty a man. Because the woman is only chayiv in Shmia. How could she be mighty a man who's chayiv also in Kriya? Now how could a man be mighty another man that's chayiv in Kriya? Shemeya Koine, Shlichos, whatever music you want to use. But a woman who's only chayiv in Shmia can't be mighty a man in Kriya. What's the pshat that a man is suddenly chayiv in Kriya? And why don't women have that extra nature of a chayiv? So harbein uschoy is yesh bedover. Some say it's a halal dikadin. We know the Gemara says on Daf Yudale that Kriya also zu halila. So Mikra Megillah is also a halal knach. Maybe women don't have that. Or maybe it's a Kriya's hatoyra dikadin. Or maybe it's a zechiras amolek dikadin. I just have three pshatim. But you could say various connections why a man has a tosefes chiyuv.
What was chayav in
zechiras amolek? Machlokes this third pshat was based on the sachinach that women don't have the chiyuv of zechiras amolek. That's what I meant. And therefore we'll say that if good, a man has this extra halal / kriyas atoira / zechiras amolek dikadin. That's mechayiv to do kriyas megillah as opposed to a woman who only has the din of shmiya. Yeah, but l'chayav it's very mesaber to say that the din of kriya, this extra din, is only by day. Not by night. So by night, a woman can be mighty a man. And if you're an Ibrachach and you'll ask that, Ibrachach, by night, even men should make the bracha l'shmoya, which is not true. So you have to know why not, but that's about the emes. We'll move on. The Ramban writes in Megillah, Masechta the Megillah, he quotes the Pasuk, playing on the words, quoting the Pasuk, Maro al kocha umahigia alehem lasais hevdul ben prozim l'mukafin. Why taka did Chazal, the Rekabala, originally establish that Megillah should be separated like that, that the Kfarim lane on one day and the Mukafim lane on another day? And he tells, why taka did we make it separately? You know, I heard once in Nusach that Purim represents Achdus. Emes Achdus is when everyone's not doing the same thing. It's not a kunz if everyone's doing the same thing. The real Achdus is established taka when taka, it's called. The Chassam Sefer writes, it's Pashut. Chassam Sefer was before Yeshivas Mardukhai at Tzadik started. And he says there was Pashut necessary to make his two separate days of Purim because otherwise there's going to be Bittul Torah. So we have to have always someone learning. Now, as we said, there are the chiyuv of the villagers, which I'm going to talk about soon. We have the chiyuv of the prozim, the regular cities. And then l'mala b'kodesh, akros reishis, tesvav, is the mukafim. The Gemara says that to be considered a city, you have to have asara batlonim. Nechuku harishonim. Does a mukif need asara batlonim? It's a machlekes from Ban and Tosfos. We pass them like Tosfos that it doesn't. But there's a very interesting shaila. Yerushalayim is a mukif. Mukif means that in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, there was a wall. Yeah? Now, we know the Erech, where the wall was. That's not the wall that's here now, but there was a wall, and that wall is where Yerushalayim was. Now, maybe over here, in Beis Yisrael, still within the walls, I don't remember the details, but Har Nof certainly wasn't Ramot, a lot of neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, and yet we lay on Tesvav. What's the Yisoid we lay on Tesvav? Because there's a concept by mukif called Samach V'Nirah. Samach v'nira. And Samach v'nira could be as long as there's more and more houses built and it's part of the area, it's part of the city, part of the municipality, it's all Samach v'nira to the original mukif. Now it's very interesting because a mukif, if it needs asara batlonim, are there asara batlonim in Yerushalayim? Do the asara batlonim have to be within the real original wall? Can the batlonim be in the Samach v'nira or do the batlonim have to be in the mukif?
Oh, you say here?
Maybe, but I would be noted that the asara batlonim would have to be in the mukif. Which was a problem for 19 years. Between 1948 and 1967, there were not Asara Batlonim in proper Yerushalayim at all. So, would you still lane in Beis Shorin, in Beis Yisrael? There was no Har Nof yet. But would you lane in these places? Is it Samach Venera to Mukaf? Where's your Asara Batlonim? So the Emes is we pass them like twice. You don't need Asara Batlonim. But it was a whole tumult in the place.
If you live in inside of the city, you learn outside of the city.
Oh, we're talking about different places where you are, where your Iker Zira is. I'm gonna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna get to that in 1 second. Now, there's some interesting shilas. Something that came up this year, there's been rumbling about it for about 10, 12 years, but this year specifically, I was shown last week photographs that are mamish updated, mamish per hour that's happening. There's a place called Beit Shemesh Ramat Dalet. And they're building houses there and people are moving in that weren't there last year. Beit Shemesh Ramat Dalet is very, very close, within a few meters, of a supposed mukif, maybe Suffolk mukif, it's a fake, it's a Suffolk. If Yarmus is a Suffolk mukif or a Vade mukif, it's a Suffolk mukif. And Yarmus, as a mukif, might cause Ramat Beit Shemesh Dalet, or maybe the entire Beit Shemesh, to turn into a Tezvav. So what you're planning to do Wednesday night, we'll soon get to. But Yerushalayim, Har Nof 20 years ago, people were landing on your Dalet, Ramot, until recently switched over and turned into Tezvav. Beit Shemesh is also going to be turned into such a situation because it's a next to Suffolk Mukif. Oh, so I rather wanted to say a Chiddush that there's no Asara Batlonim in Yarmus, but I wanted to say a Chiddush, but this is for Purim, but I wanted to say a Chiddush. If you want to talk to Tezvav in Ramat Beit Shemesh Dalet, but someone says, yeah, but you want to be Choshish for the Shitas Ramban, then you need Asara Batlonim. And even though there's Asara Batlonim in Ramat Beit Shemesh Dalet, but there's no Asara Batlonim in Yarmus. So I had this plan. On Purim, just one day, send 10 batlonim to Yarmus. And I want to say a chiddush. The same way, pruz ben yoimoy, have a pruz, and Mukaf ben Yoimoy have a Mukif, so Asar Batlonim ben Yoimon have Asar Batlonim, which is a vav not true. I'll explain afterwards. But that would have been an interesting plan. Another city that people aren't aware of, or maybe they are, there's a city called Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is a Pruz or a Mukif? What's the suffix? Yeah, okay. So I'll explain. Bnei Brak is Samach Venireh to a city called Yafoi. Yafoi is mentioned in Yoina, Vayered Yafoi. Yafoi is a Suffolk Mukif, and as such, what's the din of Samach Venireh to a Suffolk Mukif? So Rabbi Halacha brings the Birkei Yosef, and many places can hold that there's no din of Samach Venireh in a Suffolk Mukif. There's only Samach Venireh in a Vade Mukif. But the Chazon Ish and the Chazon Ish Nix and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Hanil v'Maleim, they're Makvid Avadim Bnei Brak to lay on your dalit and do all the mitzvahs on your dalit as well, because it's a Samach Venireh to a Suffolk Mukif Yafoi. I had an interesting shayla. There's a place called Shushan. Shushan was not Mukif from the times of Yeshua Benun. Yet in Shushan, when do you lay? On Tezvav, Avad, the Gemara says, what about Samach Venireh to Shushan? And do you need Asara Batlonim in Shushan? I want to say, even like the Ramban, you don't need Asara Batlonim in Shushan. You don't have the Mukif in Shushan anyways. Elamai, it's Shushan. So Shushan is different. Another interesting place is a place called Mitzpeh Yerichai. Was Mitzpeh Yerichai is nearer, Samach Venireh, to a place called Yerichai. Did Yerichai have a wall in the times of Yeshua? That's like an interesting question, right? Okay. There's a Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, he's talking about the Inyonim of a Mitzvah is Nishtalech Chutz L'Gimel Machanois. You're not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. We're not only Yerushalayim, any Mukif Choyma. Mukif Choyma has Kedusha. Claire's the Minchas Chinuch, and it's a whole sugya in Pesachim. What about Gagin V'Aliyos? There's a tzad that the Kedusha of Mukif Choyma is only on the first floor, not on the roofs and the upper floors. Claire's the Minchas Chinuch, amongst many other shalas that he says there, it's one line, fascinating, Tmiyadik Chiddush. He says, Yesh L'Estapik, what's the din of Gagin V'Aliyos? In Mukafim Chaima, the Elaine on Tesfav.
Never come down? Always there? Or you live there?
It's Samach Venireh! How could you have it sad that the Gagin Valiois don't have a din of Mukif? It's Samach Venireh, it's 120 stories!
You know, it's Valiireh though.
It's Nireh!
Could you eat Mais Hasheni in one of these things?
That, no, that's the Gemara's Mesupik. If you can eat Mais, that is what the topic. The Sugya of Gagin Valiois Niskachu, Aloy Niskachu, is whether you can eat Mais Hasheni in the Gagin Valiois. Thank you! Now the Shaila is, excellent. Now the Shaila is, but what's the Mikra Cheskenech is flaring? And who are then Yesh Lestopically in Mikra Megillah? Apella also every year, Purim, I try to give a new terrace to this Kasha. How could Samach Venireh not be Chayiv? How could a Gagin not be Chayiv al Samach Venireh? How could the rooftop of Eish HaTayr ever been there? How could that lay on Yudalit and Harnov is laying on Tezvah? That's also part of the Shaila, but I'm asking specifically the Gagin Mikra Megillah. So you could say, what if the Asar Batlonim are on the Gag? Right? Or what if someone is Samach Venireh, he doesn't see the Mukif, but he sees the Gag. He sees the Gag. The Choheno Nisrabu Hatirutzen. Okay, we're going to try to chop around a few more in Yonim. There's another Inyan, less Halacha L'maisa, is the Kfarim. We'll get to Halacha L'maisa soon. Not the Paskan Halacha L'maisa, but the Handa Salmi gets, that's Negeah for the Oilam. But first we'll talk about the B'nei HaKfarim. This year, L'mashal, it's certainly not Negeah because Purim is on Yudalit is on Thursday, so there is no, you're not makdim to Monday, which is Yudalit, you know, you're not makdim, you're maknisa, you're maknisa. But the idea that the Bnei HaKfarim have a special system, that they have Kriyas Megillah on the prior Monday or Thursday. Who is the Bal Koire for these Bnei HaKfarim, who probably don't know Hebrew? And where is the Kriyas Megillah taking place for these Bnei HaKfarim? So it's a machlekes rishayim, pashup shot in the Mishnah, on the Beis of an Aleph, that Megillah nikras be an Aleph. Rashi Shita is that they would come to the city and a Ben-Ir would lay for them. And it's a Pella. How could the Ben-Ir be Moitzi, these Bnei Kfarim, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Hare, it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi that a Ben-Krach can't be Moitzi a Ben-Ir. Or actually it says a Ben-Ir can't be Moitzi a Ben-Krach. So if a Ben-Ir cannot be Moitzi a Ben-Krach, because it's a different din, it's a different day of Purim, so how could Rashi say that the Bnei HaKfarim, the matzav would be that the Ben Ir would lay for them? The Rosh argues on Rashi in Yevamos, and he says, in Megillah and in Yevamos, the sukkah is in Yevamos also, and Daf Yadalit, it's next week, but that he says that one of the Bnei Kfar would lay. The emesis, some Achrayim want to say that Rashi means that one of the Bnei Ir would lay, and then a different Ben Kfar would repeat it after him word for word. You get that? I think it means that this Ben Kfar knows how to read Hebrew. Because if he doesn't, then it's Baal Peh. And he can't be Moitzi, and the Ben Ir can't be Moitzi. But he would stand next to the Ben Ir. He probably knows Hebrew, just doesn't know how to lane that well. And the Ben Ir would, you know, intergezot. And that's what it means in Rashi, that the Ben Ir would that help one of the Bnei Kfar lane for the other Ben Kfar.
Laning on Yudal, you're basically going because of the guy that can read it.
Like that shot, yeah. One second, so I'm going to get there. No, so Lefi the Rosh Vaiter in the city. There's another sheet that Tosfos in Yevamos brings from Reb Chaim Kohen that they land in the Kfar, that they actually land in the Kfar. That's a Machlekes Mishnah. But I want to go back to this job. If you learn that a Ben Ir is laning for the Ben Kfar, the Kasha is, how can you tell me a Ben Ir can land for a Ben Kfar? It's not the right day of Purim. Says the Aruch Lener. Note, the Yerushalmi says a Ben Ir can't land for a Ben Krach. You know why? Because a Ben Ir, who Purim was on Yadalit, and now it's already Tes Vav, you know when Purim is? A long time from now. Start your new count. 300 and something days. Ice Purim. You can't be Mitzi a Ben Kfar because it's not Purim anymore for you for that year. The season's over. Mashenkin, when a Ben Ir is laning for a Ben Kfar, and who I didn't say Zorokh there? A Ben Krach could be Mitzi a Ben Ir. Because it still is Purim. Purim is pending. Purim is tomorrow. That's fine. The Yerushalmi only said that a Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi a Ben Krach, because it's already Ois Purim. But a Ben Krach could be Moitzi a Ben Ir, and Kemoikeng, a Ben Ir could be Moitzi a Ben Kfar. That's what the Aruch Lener says. I remember in Yevamos Man, Reb Asher Arieli gets up to the Sugyas there on Daf Yudalit, probably Chanukah time, but on Daf Yudalit, but he said a different shot. He said, you know why a Ben Ir can't be Moitzi a Ben Krach? And Takahua, then a Ben Krach can't be Moitzi a Ben Ir? Because it's an Andaradin. A Ben Krach is a Ben Krach, and a Ben Ir is a Ben Ir, and it's a different Chiyav, and you can't shtel to one to the other. But Ben Kfar is something different. He's a Tofel to the Ben Ir. I'll tell you a thing, so Ben Krach can't be Moitzi a Ben Kfar. He's a Tofel to the Ben Ir. It's not a separate din. He's part of the Ben Ir system. And that's why a Ben Ir could be Moitzi him. Now, a misconception that people have about Ben Ir and Ben Krach. It's a very, very hard sugi on Daf Yates. We're not going to say a whole shiur, but I'm just going to give you just a taste of a little bit what the idea of the sugi of Pruz, we mentioned it already. Pruz Ben Yoimai have a Pruz, Mukef Ben Yoimai have a Mukef, Asar Batlanam Ben Yoimon, Einam Asar Batlanam. Asar Batlanam is a ganze yar, you need to be Asar Batlanam. To open up the sugya of Pruz Ben Yoimoy, it's a Mishnah on Daf Yates, Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, or Ben Krach Shalach Leir, and Masad Lakslam Kaimi Karekim Kaimi, and Lav Karekim Mohen. The idea behind this is that it doesn't necessarily make a difference where you live, Alamecht von Agansior, or Latek von Agansior. There might be cases where it does have an effect, but let's assume Bepashtas, it's irrelevant. It's Mamish Tali, where you are, those 2 days of Purim is going to be Kaiveya. Now, about the simple, let's talk about this year. This year, Yudalit starts on Wednesday night and Thursday. And the Mukafim are laning Thursday night and doing all the mitzvahs on Thursday night and Friday. Now, Avada, even if you live, I mean, I whenever I talked about Prozzi, always my example was Beit Shemesh, Bnei Brak, those were not the best examples. I don't know, Muncie. It doesn't have a zini. But what else for sure is not a Mukif? Clara, not a Mukif.
Cooper City.
No Mukif. What is it, Michigan or not? Oh, in Florida. Okay. If you're going to be in a Pruz the entire Yemei HaPurim, you can become a Pruz regardless of the fact that you're a Mukif Agansiar. And if you're going to be in the Mukif for the entire 48 hours, that also, you can be a Mukif. And even if you live in a Pruzi the whole year. The Balagan starts in the Sugya when over that 48-hour period, being careful now and saying, from before Shki of Wednesday, all the way through the entire Friday into Shabbos, if part of the time you're in the Pruz and part of the time you're in the Mukif, and like many of you showing him where you were planning to be or not, is a Keveya. Let's start with a simple thing. You're not allowed to become putter from both Purims. You can't do that. We'll work it out. If you think that you have it worked out, that you could be here and there and then work out, like the guys 2 years ago that, when Corona started, went on a flight in the middle of Yudal, it landed in Tezvav back in JFK. There it's not a mukif. And let's talk simple. If a person wants to go to a prozi, if he goes only during the night of Yudalit, but he left there, he first got there after the night started, and he makes sure to leave before Alois, he did not yet become Chayiv in prozi. That's a kapana. Rashi says that Alois is the Keveya. But there are other Rishonim, various other things can become the Keveya. But what I want to bring out is just this Nakuda. Even if you live all year in a prozi, you can become a Mukif and be Chayiv only in the Mukif. Even if you're a Mukif all year, you can become a prozi and be Chayiv only in the prozi. You cannot become Potter on both accounts, because if you do that, you're going to be a prozi anyways, no matter where you are. But like many Rishonim, you can be Chayiv double. You can have it worked out that you can be in the Pruz on the Prozi day and a Mukif on the Mukif day and be Chayiv Taka both. You have to work out the times when you're there, but you have to work out both. So, there's an interesting Shaila. Rebel Yeborach Finkel, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, once went to the stipler and he asked him, do you make a Shechiyanu? If you're doing double Purim, if you're doing double Purim, do you make Nocham Ola Shechiyanu? So the stipler said, Vasa Nafkimini, you're a Balkaire! Who makes the Shechiyanu? Vasa Nafkimini, he wanted to get at it. So Rebel Yeborach Zatzal said, no, but I want to know if I should answer Amen. It might be a hefsek. If I'm not including the Shechiyanu, it's a hefsek of the Amen. So he took that. I don't know what the answer was, but that was, someone asked, that was an interesting Shaila. If you can become...
What do you do?
If you become a chayv in both, do you make a shechiyanu on both? There's a big machlokes though, Rashi and the Rosh. The Gemara L'chayra says it's very important where you are. Let's talk about this year at Alois HaShachar on Thursday morning, because if you're, we're all. Yerushalmi, right? Everyone here. You said you go learn somewhere else, but we're here, right? We're all from Yerushalayim. And we said, even if you go to a prozi, Telstone, Beit Shemesh, you go to these places, as long as you're back by Alois. But if you're there by Alois, that might be Mechayiv you. Now that's what the Gemara says. Now that's true if a Yerushalmi, a Mukif, went to the prozi. What if I forget? A prozi that came to a Mukif. It makes a difference where he is on Yedalit in the morning. If you're in Yerushalayim Thursday morning, that makes a difference. So Rashi says, about the not. The other way around, it makes a difference where you are Friday morning. I don't care where you are Thursday morning. And I'll give you a beautiful mashal I thought of. If a guy lives in a prozi, and he comes to Yerushalayim for Tu B'Shvat, he's did a whole Tu B'Shvat, before Shkia, all the way till after Tzeis, the bigger time, the whole thing, it makes him into a mukif. No, because Tu B'Shvat is not what counts. And Yudalit Adar does for a Mukif? Rashi, the Rift, the Balamora, the Arzurua, most Rishonim hold? No! When the Gemara says it's very important to know where you are on Yudalit in the morning, that's the other way. When you're a Mukif who went to a Prozi, so we check, where are you Yudalit in the morning? But Lagavi, the other way to decide and define if you're becoming a Mukif, we look where you are on Tesvav, and I chap the Vart. It took me a long time, but I chap the Vart. Because Yudalit and a Mukif is Tu B'Shvat. Now who argues? The Rosh, the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. They say no, that when the Gemara says, we look very carefully where you are Yudalit in the morning, it goes both ways. Because Purim is a set of 2 days. And yes, if you're in Yerushalayim on Yudalit in the morning, and Yudalit in the morning is the definitive Kedeya, so then you're defined as a Mukif. So what should you do? Well, the best thing is just stay now in Yerushalayim, ready till way into Friday. The Emma says you don't have to. You can go back to your prozi, and lay in there on Tesvav. Find someone to make a shechem of you. But you lay in there on Tesvav. But that's the core of the machloikis, Rashi, and the whole machle b'shoinim, and the Rosh, is this Nakuda, is Yudalit Alois HaShachar, Avada defines prozi because it's like a Purim. But what defines Purim for a mukif? Yudalit in the morning? That's the Rosh and the Ramba. Or fakeret, Tesvav in the morning. But now, Parshat Pshat, that was all that the Gemara says. It really makes a difference where you are. And then what happens, though, if you go to this prozi, and you're a man with a plan, and you only want to do Tesvav, and you have it all worked out. I mean, you already gave your Matanos Lev Yoinim from Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, when the guys are collecting. He says, Tu Av Yoinim, Mahadrin, Bavim, Tesvav. Because the pastors, you want to give, if you're a prozi, you want to give your Matanos Lev Yoinim to an Ev Yoinim who lives in a prozi. And Kashrus is not a prosy the whole year. You want him to be a prosy. Really a prosy. And if you're a mukif, you want to give it to an evian who's a mukif. So if you already had it all planned out and your matanos lav yoinim is as a pekodoin by the guy, told tezvav, so you want to make sure you're doing your mitzvah on tezvav. So, and you want to go visit someone in the prosy, they say, make sure to leave before Alois. But what if you accidentally stayed over and it's beyond Alois? You know what happens on El Purim? And now it's already after Alois. So that's, again, a huge machalikas. I'm not paskening. Is it totally what you were planning to do? Or the maisa what happened? That is a big arichos in the poiskim. And we can continue. Bezer Hashem. Im Yerz Hashem.